Absolutely. There is a desperate need to review the current procedure or the process in penalties for people that are illegally parked or somewhat not parked correctly. £45 in itself is a significant amount. But if it isn't paid within a two-week window, as many of us will know, it goes up to £90 and so on and so forth. It is much too heavy of a penalty, particularly in circumstances where we see a mother with her children shopping in town that doesn't get back to the car on time. She may be 10 minutes out and is faced with this significant fine. And equally, an elderly person or disabled person would be the same.
But the amount of fines given out is driven, some would argue, by perhaps overzealous parking wardens. Maybe they'll just increase the amount of fines they were to issue.
Well, I don't think it's a reflection directly of traffic wardens. I know quite a number of them, and some of them are very, very fair and do the best to deliver on their job. Equally, there is one or two overzealous, to use your own term, traffic wardens that are handing out tickets like raffle tickets, and I don't think that's in anyone's interest. It's certainly not appropriate for town centres, and I think that this whole situation surrounding fines is more of a scare tactic, and that it is preventing people coming into town centres out of the fear of actually getting a fine. People will park and people will come into town centres, but those who don't would rather go to out-of-town shopping centres like Asda and others because they're afraid of getting a fine in town centre. So I think that this has to be welcomed. But what is interesting about this yesterday was that the DUP brought forward this motion, but it was the DUP in 2012 that increased the fine from £60 to £90 after the second week. So they seem to be spinning dizzily around the proverbial roundabout in relation to this issue.
Some would argue, though, that perhaps it's quite a brave decision to perhaps reflect on measures introduced and say maybe that wasn't the right decision and we can go back.
Well, absolutely, they do need to reflect on it, but they didn't admit that they had made the mistake to begin with, and I think that has to be the first step. But this has to be reviewed. It is something that's absolutely necessary. And let me say to the people that are listening today that no two town centres or no two cities or villages are the same. Strabane and Oma in my constituency have their own set of circumstances, and in my view, the fines and penalties are too high. We do need more provision for parking, but we do need a wee bit more leniency when it comes to how these tickets are being handed out.